You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Steve Kerr is going to be joining us here soon and shortly, I am sure. Talk about who's left. Like, going to the ballpark, who's really going to want to go out and support this team? Well, I broke it down a little bit, and I'm sure you'll dicker with some of the percentages I used here because it's sort of your nature, Ray. But
I'm a bad person. I get that.
That's okay. It's all right. Well, we'll get to all that because, of course, Steve Kerr is right on time, as always. Brought to us by Xfinity. Stay connected, protected, and entertained. Steve, thank you very much for joining us. And I'll tell you, whatever heat you might feel put on you guys lately, send a muffin basket over to the Giants. We got pissed off fans over this Carlos Correa thing. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I just met my granddaughter for the first time today. I just became a grandpa 3 days ago. So, forgive me, but I don't really care that much about the Giants or Correa.
Nor should you, or even your record or your road or that road trip. Tell us about her. A little nugget. What's her name?
Her name is Eleanor, little Ellie.
It's my grandmother's name. My grandmother on my father's side, Eleanor. I love that name.
Fantastic. Yeah, my son Nick and his wife Kendall, they just while we were on the road, she gave birth, and I've been looking at photos the last 3 or 4 days, and I couldn't wait to get home, and so met her today for the first time. Just amazing.
That's wonderful. Did you bury your nose right in her head there? Nothing smells better than a baby's head.
There's nothing like a newborn, just the scent of a newborn and the warmth, and it's just beautiful.
So this is the best 3-day break you guys have ever had.
Yes, no doubt, and a welcome gift coming off of a long, difficult trip.
Absolutely. God, I even feel bad about asking you about what the hell went wrong on that road trip now, because I just want to talk about how exciting this moment is for you and your family. Grandpa Kerr? Is this your first foray into the official title of Grandpa Kerr?
First grandchild. So,
wow.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
By the way, you're a young looking. The NBA might have aged you, but not like a grandfather level age. Like, you're still a good looking young man, Steve. I can't believe you got grandpa status on you now.
Yeah, well, we keep playing like we have been lately. It could change quickly.
You get the Rumpelstiltskin beard. let's just start here. What happened in Brooklyn? What was that?
Yeah, that was tough. The last two nights were really, really tough, and we're just, we're in a kind of in the depths right now, you got injuries, you got, sickness, you just, tough schedule, it's all coming at the same time, and this is, you know, generally something that every team goes through, or most of the teams in the league. You just, you know, you sort of hit that, you know, the low point, and you got to dig your way out. And we'll do that. I think, you know, you guys remember last year in March, we lost 9 out of 11 games. And a few months later, we were celebrating the championship. So we know how to dig our way out. We know that, you know, navigating an 82-game schedule it's a process. It really is a long haul, and you just have to keep working and keep plugging away, and we'll turn it around.
Early in the year, by your own admission and everybody's eyes, you played pretty poor defense, and then it seemed to get better, and now on this road trip, that clearly has fallen back. Is that simply a function of not having all your players, or are you getting back into some bad habits?
Well, the last two nights, I thought there were some bad habits. I think overall, in general, over the past month or so, we've been much better defensively than we were early in the year. But last night, the turnovers early, just, you know, they were teeing up three-point shots early in that game. And, you know, the NBA is all about the three these days. And you let a team line up 4 or 5 3-point shots, different guys, just lining them up unguarded because they're playing off turnovers. It can turn into a long night quickly, and that's what happened. And, you know, once a guy gets hot, or in this case, once multiple guys get hot, it's, you know, you're in some trouble because, you know, Brooklyn played really well anyway last night. The ball was moving, and they played with great energy and pace, and everything was clicking. But like I said, I thought we helped them out, especially early in the game with our turnovers.
Let's talk, I guess, about the one bright spot last night, which was James Wiseman putting up a career high 30 points. And even though, you know, Brooklyn wasn't even really playing much defense, and they don't play a lot of defense at the rim, even when they are playing defense. And there's also the caveat of, you know, the whole point is Wiseman's got to fit in with the Warriors, and you're not quite the Warriors in games where Steph Curry is not playing. How do you and Bob go about evaluating that evening, or attaching any, you know, real house credit to what you just saw from James Wiseman?
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, we're just looking at James's development, and we've felt like, you know, watching him in Santa Cruz, seeing him grow, seeing his defensive progress, we feel like he's made strides, and so it's great for him to get some significant minutes and, you know, be able to let loose and gain some confidence with a 30-point night. I mean, we know he's perfectly capable of scoring. He scores when he gets the ball in the paint. He's obviously, you know, he's got great touch around the basket. You know, those little 5-foot hooks, those little putbacks, and then he's so athletic and long that anything close to the rim, he's dunking. So we know he's got that capability, but just because of the way the year has gone for him, not getting much playing time, I thought it was a great night for him to really feel good about his progress, and this is just another step in the journey for James.
Has he bought himself more steps along that journey with the Golden State Warriors on this upcoming, let's call it the 8-game homestand here, or might he be back in Santa Cruz?
I think we're really approaching this kind of day to day with James because you know, we'll see what happens roster wise. You know, Jermichael being sick, I mean that puts him out of the rotation. Obviously, puts James in, but you just take it game by game because if you know, if Jermichael's back and James were to be out of the rotation, then, you know, why not have him play 35 minutes in a game in Santa Cruz the next night? So I think that's how we're looking at it. We're just, there's no, you know, set schedule or plan. We're just taking it day by day.
Did you see from him last night on the defensive end and the other nuanced areas of the game that you've wanted him to work on, did you see enough evidence there that he's getting it?
I think we saw evidence periodically during the trip. I thought his defensive minutes against Philadelphia were really good. I know he only played, you know, 7-8 minutes, but he did a great job of kind of playing cat and mouse against pick and roll, which is what you want your big to do. It's what Draymond does so well, you know. And meaning, you know, you have to guard the ball handler coming downhill at you and the roll man who's coming towards the rim, and you got to keep the ball handler guessing. And he did a really good job of that, you know, being in the right position and making sure he was calling out the right coverages. And so there have been strides for sure. And then, you know, I didn't think any of our guys were clicking defensively last night as a group. You know, we didn't find any combinations that gained much traction in the game. So when you give up 143 or whatever it was, you're never going to sit here and rave about the defense.
Steve Kerr with us on 95.7 The Game. Jonathan Kuminga plays himself, you know, up the stop market, and then it seems like he'll do something, and he's back to 5 to 8 minutes. At what point would just riding through the pain of development outweigh the amount of you just want to see more before you grant those minutes? And I guarantee you it is your right to be stingy with minutes, but as convoluted as the whole team has come together right now, can you afford to be that stingy with someone who does have so much raw talent, the investment that you've made in him, and you just need to keep on developing?
Well, the only I think 5 to 8 minute game he had was Toronto when he got hurt and banged his knee and didn't play in the second half.
Okay,
and,
that was an ouch trip, more than it was a discipline.
That was just, you know, he was out injury wise, and if you look at the last month, I mean, I think he's probably averaging about 20 minutes a game. So, but you know, like all young players, there's going to be highs and lows, and I think JK has had a really good month. He's taken on this defensive role for us where he's guarding the best guys. He's taking advantage of the opportunities and gaining valuable experience having to guard, you know, whether it's Kevin Durant last night or Siakam at times, Van Vliet in Toronto. You know, he's guarding great players, James Harden in Philly. So this is great experience for him. But the progress isn't linear. We know that. There's going to be good nights, and then there's going to be tough nights, and that's all part of it.
What do you like most about Moses Moody? What still concerns you the most?
Well, he's he understands the game well, and he's a good shooter, and he's got good size and length. So he's progressing, and he's had some really good moments. He was good last night, and you know, it's really the same story with all these guys. It's you know, it's development, it's experience, it's racking up the reps, because that's what it takes to learn how to win in this league and to be part of a winning group. But it just doesn't happen overnight. And it takes a lot of experience. And so the more experience these three guys gain, the better they're going to be, the better we're going to be.
How quick was the transition last night from, man, this game sucked, to, hey, I'm a grandpa, I don't have to care?
Yeah, I did look at my phone as soon as I got to the locker room and looked at photos. So that made me feel better. Yeah, you know, it's tough. I mean, this is what we do for a living. You know, we've been so lucky to coach. You know, our staff has been part of you know, this great run, coaching incredible players and winning championships. But you know, when you lose, especially when you lose badly, it hurts, it stings. We're all competitors. That's why we do this, and we love it, but the lows are low, so you gotta get through that.
The saving grace of all of this slow start, frustration, injury, defensive, you know, lack thereof, that has sort of defined you, is that the West is not running away from the Golden State Warriors, and that's a good thing. Bob Myers was just on our midday show yesterday, and basically said that you're sort of in the precarious unfamiliar position with trying to figure out who you still are, you know, a good third of the way in here for a team that has been defined by identities of, you know, greatest shooters of all time, a defense forward franchise and culture personified. How odd is it to be in this unfocused moment in your franchise's history?
Yeah, it is a little odd, but it's, you know, it's part of it. I mean, we've had a really interesting few years. You know, we had the, you know, all the injuries 3 years ago, worst record in the league. The next year, it was like we were trying to find ourselves again, and we lose in the play-in game. Then we win the championship, and, you know, now here we are, you know, trying to defend, but not having gained the traction that we need yet at this point in the season. And also, you know, trying to raise five guys who are really young players who are, trying to find their way in this league. It's a process, and it's one that's really exciting and fun, but you know, not without its challenges. So that's what we're trying to tackle organizationally. And I feel like the organization is so strong, the leadership of Bob and Joe, and obviously the internal leadership with Steph and the players on our team. I mean, we have a great thing going, and this is just a really challenging time, but it's all part of it.
Have you, to the extent that you've paid attention, given you know that your plate is already plenty full with your own team, have you started to piece together in your mind the teams in the West that you think are going to be really good wall-to-wall, or is it still too much of a crapshoot?
No, I mean, I think you can tell, you know, the teams that have been good the last couple of years that are on the rise, you know, Denver and Memphis stand out automatically. I mean, Jokic is just ridiculous. The guy's so good.
The line the other night.
Yeah, and they've done a great job of building their roster around him. I thought they got better, you know, this summer. Memphis is just growing with a young core that's really impressive. You know those teams are going to be tough. I mean, we experienced that against both teams last year in the playoffs, how difficult it was to beat both of them. So, you know, and that's just scratching the surface. There's depth across the West, but that's a good thing for us because, as you said, everybody's kind of beating each other, and when we're even though we're where we are in the standings, we're not too far behind where we need to be. So there's plenty of time for us to get going.
This 8-game homestand that's coming up, if I sold you 4-4 right now, would you buy it?
I'm not answering that question. That sounds like a headline to later today or tomorrow. So
Grandpa Kerr says we're going to lose. All right. Then I knew that was a little bit loaded. So let me re-ask. What is your overall... What do you want accomplished in this 8-game homestand that is beyond the topic of did you win, did you lose?
Yeah, I mean, can we get healthier? You know, can we get Dante, Jermichael, and Wiggs back? And I would, you know, Wiggs is close, and hopefully, given that Dante and Jermichael are dealing with illnesses, they won't last too long. But you know, let's get those guys back, fortify our group. And then let's try to find some consistency. You know, I think the biggest thing the last couple of weeks, we've just been inconsistent. We've had some tough losses. We've had some really good wins. Can we be more consistent? And that, to me, that means better offensive possessions, less chaos. You saw the chaos last night with some of the turnovers. That just directly impacts your defense. And so, you know, I talk about connecting the game all the time. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, on this homestand, can we settle down offensively and limit the turnovers, and then allow our defense to get set up and connect the game? And if we do that, then we're going to win our fair share and be ready for when Steph comes back.
When you start winning your fair share, is that when you bring your grandchild to the podium with you?
I hadn't given that one any thought, but yeah, that's a possibility. We'll see.
I mean, it could be a litmus test. I mean, people can go, oh, he brought out the grandkid. He must be in a good
place. That's right. Must be in a good place.
When I was a kid, the Golden State Warriors did not play very much on Christmas Day. What is this, a decade of Christmas Days for you now? 10 years in a row playing on Christmas Day? Have you developed any pre-Christmas Day game traditions? Is there like a white elephant gift exchange where no one can spend more than $15, or does the NBA only give minks and Gucci's?
You know, I think sometimes the guys within the team will do something, just the players, but you know, for the most part, I really enjoy Christmas games as long as they're at home. You know, if you're on the road, it's tough. It's brutal being on, and we've been on the road the last 2 years, so this is a welcome relief to be home this year on Christmas Day. And the you know, the games are fun. I mean, you still have your Christmas morning with the family, and you know, in the afternoon you head down to the arena, and everybody's excited. And so I really enjoy Christmas games.
So, gift basket for Taylor Jenkins the day before?
Probably, you know, given that he is, poor guy, is going to be in a hotel room somewhere. But that's the breaks. But that's what happens. You know, it's a sign of respect when they schedule you for Christmas. And I played a lot of Christmas games, you know, as a player. And it's a big day for the NBA, you know. And this year we're going up against the NFL, which will not be easy. So it'll be interesting to see how the ratings all play out.
And finally, why didn't you sign Carlos Correa?
Yeah, that was my fault. You know what's funny is we, Bob Myers and I were walking into our hotel in New York in just a few days ago, and we were getting on the elevator, and Aaron Judge walked out of the elevator, and you know, we made eye contact and said hello, and Bob said, "What happened? We almost signed you. What happened?" And Judge just smiled and shook his head and walked off. But you know, everybody tells me what a phenomenal guy he is. It was cool meeting him, albeit very briefly.
Did Judge meet with Curry? Did maybe Curry ruin this?
Yeah, let's blame Steph.
Maybe it is Steph. Steve, congratulations to you, your entire family. Give baby Eleanor our very, very best. Maybe Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, that'll mean a lot to her.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for joining us. As always, we hope it is a wonderful Christmas Day and a win on Christmas Day for the Warriors.
I hope so. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Steve Kerr, you're on 95.7 The Game. Grandpa Kerr.
Shamelessly using a grandchild.
Human shield.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's so tactical of him.
That's great. That's great. New baby, man. So new baby used to officially wash over me like, oh, you know, very nice. Congrats. No big deal. Let's move on. Fatherhood. It changes you. Changes the way you think about things. Really does.
I'm a father, and now I don't care again. I've done it. I've done enough fathering. That feeling comes, and then it goes.
Well,
once they hit teenage years, you regret a lot of the things you did earlier, like have them in the first place.
No one gets more sentimental than you, Ray.
Hey, I'm merely reporting the facts.
Are you going to? How about this? Could you promise everyone tonight that when we sign off, you'll give a wonderful Christmas greeting?
They'll get the greeting they deserve.
It's not going to go well.
They knew the job was dangerous when they took it.
It's just not going to go well. I think we all realize that. Let's have this real quick then. It's almost time. Ray, you've only got 40 more minutes in your entire work year.
Hell yes.
Sing a little. Just for the kids.
The kids?
Good for Eleanor.
No. What's Eleanor done for me? Well, Eleanor is 0-2. Tell her to get a win in before she starts popping off.
Wow.
Hey, once she shows up, she's held to the same standards as everybody else.
It ain't easy being a defending champ. It really isn't. To get back to those San Francisco Giants. Who's going to games? Who's going to really be signing up for the team as it is currently constructed? Because there are some things that are officially now working against the Giants. And one of them is the angriest Giants fans have ever been. The other thing that is actually working against the Giants is the overall declining interest in the sport of baseball at large. Beyond that, in an area that has been financially blessed enough to not really worry about the amount of money that you're going to drop on a day at the ballpark, you know, if a large group of people in the Bay Area used to march under the "I don't care how much it costs, we got it" umbrella, there are fewer people under that umbrella today than there were 2-3 years ago. It's just the way the world's working, man. I mean, for the first time ever, tech is getting a haircut in terms of, you know, layoffs and hiring freezes. It is not the endless growth in all directions that it used to be. So who is still going to be in this ballpark? You know, to the casual fan watching his or her money, the Giants have become quite an extravagance. It's one of the most expensive days in any yard around Major League Baseball, without nary a Major League Baseball at bat to be offered by the guys wearing the home team uniform. This is, by the way, this is not a criticism. This is just a reality. The Giants are at a price point of holy mackerel. That's their price point.
But that price point is explainable if you're producing a winning team.
That's right.
The problem that they've got is that they have to explain how they won 107 games and their attendance fell off last year. And because their attendance fell off again this year by another 800,000. So the trick they've got to figure out is, if you can no longer sell the ballpark and you're not sure you can sell results, what can you sell? The only thing that's left is dropping prices. And that's the last thing I think they want to do, or the last thing they will do.
Well, they're going to drop prices on that resale market for sure. I mean, I today am already getting bombarded with an email, you know, from the Giants, you know, two games, $40 upcoming season of, you know, or two games for $25 each and applies to a 40 game span of windows. And you choose those games and, you know, there's going to be a, how about this?
When they get to 40 games for $2, then they can talk to me.
Right, but there are going to be better deals to walk into that ballpark than you've probably seen in the last few years. So if getting in on the cheap is part of it, that's going to be part of it.
They're going to have to reinvent the walk-up market, because I don't think people are going to buy tickets very far ahead of time.
Who's officially still in? I think 40% of any night's attendance are made up of these two groups.
You got lunatics and nutcases.
No, but hey, maybe we can work both of those definitions into what I'm about to describe. 20% of any crowd, I don't care if the attendance is sold out or there are only 10,000 people here tonight, 20% of that in ballpark attendance are what I will call the blue blood baseball fans. They are here because it is baseball season, and results are not nearly as important as being in the ballpark, because I'm a Giant fan and I got cash. There are the blue bloods. The blue blood baseball fans are going no matter what. 20%, 2 out of every 10 people probably tick that box at a Giants game. There is going to be 20% of that crowd that is what I call the baseball tourist. And let's be totally honest, that ballpark is one of the cathedrals that this game offers. It is not just part of the tour for people in San Francisco. It's part of the tour for any baseball fan who wants to go around and see all the great baseball stadia in America. It's officially one. And even though the on-field product might make you hold your nose, the game day experience at that ballpark is as good as any game day experience in anyone's ballpark, the actual game in front of you being played notwithstanding. But the game day experience, the straight up, how clean is this place? How gorgeous is it still? How friendly are the ushers? And how quickly can you get your whatever you're buying at the concession stand and get back to your seat? That place borders on perfect. It really, truly does. It is a wonderful place to go see a baseball game. So you got 40%, I got cash, I'm a fan, I'm here no matter what. Or 20% of them, and then the other 20% is the baseball tourist, the person who went out of their way to see the ballpark independent of the team playing in it.
I think we have a pretty good idea of what their bedrock crowd is, because we saw it last year, and it's about 22,000. So that's about half the ballpark. That's when that's the lowest you can go, and you've never been lower than that. I think they had the second lowest crowd ever in a game last year. I think you could safely say that that's your bedrock. Now, what we'll see is how much lower that is this coming year. Because if you start seeing 17s and 18s, you'll know that about 4,000 people have walked on their season tickets. Everything after that can be any sort of sliding scale you want. But that what they really look at more than anything else is, what's the minimum number we can rely on? And usually that's season tickets, because they don't do walk-ups very often anymore. And that's why I'm saying they have to build that back up. They have to make it fashionable for people on a warm Sunday, a sunny afternoon in June, just blow off work at 11:30 and walk over to the yard. That's what they've got to figure out. Well, and because they haven't had to do that for most of the life of the stadium, that's going to be the biggest non-baseball task they have, which is to make people think, yeah, I'd like to kill a day at the yard.
And having to do that now in a more empty than ever before, still downtown San Francisco, is harder to do. Like, it is the wrong time to be searching in a dark room for that light switch.
Yeah, but what else are you going to do? You're just going to wait for the season ticket base to erode? You have to figure out a way to get new faces in that new place. That's the problem they've got. And they have to rethink not only their strategies for luring people, and two games for $40, isn't it? They've tried that before. They have to figure out a way. If it means playing more day games, then that's what you do. But they have to make going to a Giants game.
They can't just schedule more day games. That is a television deal.
It might be, but you know what? They're gonna show those games no matter what. Yeah, you know, that's just a given. And they're not gonna give any rebates to NBC Sports Bay Area, because NBC Sports Bay Area needs the Giants more than the Giants need them. If the Giants could take their television costs in-house if they wanted to. They've got to figure out a way to make the Giants seem like a nice way to blow 3 hours.
You know what the best shot the Giants have is that Joe Lacob decides to buy them. And they can, you know, like Charles Johnson is out, Joe Lacob buys them, and then he starts the Giants Warriors Regional Sports Network.
That would work. But I've always thought that Lacob thought that the better bargain was in Oakland. And I think he might still view it that way, because the Giants aren't...
He wants programming people are going to watch. Nobody watches and consumes the A's. It's just...
But, you know, he's the guy who, you know, bought the bad team and turned it into the good team. So let's see his genius again.
So 40%, I think, is going to be there. Like I said, 20% money don't matter tonight, blue blood baseball fan. 20% baseball tourist, part of the tour, fans in from out of town, they're going to be there. And they don't care that the Giants stink, because they were either there to watch the visiting team or just to take in the park. That leaves 60% of the fans, I think, out. Starting with the 10% of the money don't matter tonight, blue blood crowd, but they're there for the event. Again, there's not going to be events any there anymore. There's not going to be a cool thing to do. Baseball games will not be hard to come by. You know, this is really exciting. You got to be there, or you got that fear of missing out. That no longer applies to the San Francisco Giants. You are cordially invited to miss out on all of the dog days of summer, based on the way this team is bought right now. 30%. Of the money does matter crowd, I really do like baseball, But I also like the Warriors. I also like the 49ers. And by the way, my kids get the number one vote here, and there ain't a group of kids voting let's go see a lousy baseball team anywhere. Maybe the money that you have already sort of budgeted for your we're going to go see some sports kids get spent on the Warriors or the Niners. And you just ain't going to be going to the ballpark, even though you're a baseball fan and the kids want to go. That money's been spent somewhere else. Again, the Giants have never had a more precarious place in terms of sports hierarchy than they do right now in the Bay Area. 10%, Ray? So we're at, what do I got? I got 40%. I got another 20% of who ain't showing up again. 10% of those are the people that you bring. There's a lot of people who really didn't want to be here tonight, but they are. That's the way crowds work. The people that you bring, who even though they didn't really want to be at a baseball game, they still are going to go buy a beer or a soda or a hot dog or a foam finger or whatever the stupid thing that they want to say, I was there. But 10% of the people that you bring, your buddy, your girlfriend, your grandma, your cousin from Chula Vista, the kid next door, whoever the other is in the group. Well, that other ain't bothering coming now. They're just, they're not going, hey, we got a free pair of tickets here at work. Anyone want them? Email goes out at 11, 3 o'clock that afternoon. They're still unclaimed. Can't give these things away is about to be the realm that the Giants are operating in. And then the other 10%, Ray, was out anyway. San Francisco Giants could have signed Aaron Judge, Carlos Correa, Jacob DeGrom, Justin Verlander, Kate Upton could have been on the poster, and they weren't coming anyways. Because guess what? There is no such thing as 100% capacity anywhere anymore. 10% of everything you've ever seen met 10%. They ain't coming back. Like the pandemic just took 10% of the country and said, you're probably going to stay home now for the rest of your life, ain't you? And they're like, yeah, we're comfortable doing that. So you were operating at best at 90% capacity to begin with, because 10% was just out anyway. So this team has a serious, serious image problem, and the angriest their own fans have ever been at them, maybe in their existence, is officially right now. And it's not because people are unreasonable and they're always angry these days. No, this is an actual reason to be angry at your team.
And in any event, the customer's right anyway, no matter what the reasoning is. Whether they're angry or not, and they won't be angry for very long, but they just won't care. Because the one thing that's truest about Bay Area attendance at sporting events is if you're good, they'll figure out a way to show up. But if you're not good, they're not going to come and boo. They'll stay home, or they'll go to the wine country, or they'll go to Tahoe, or they'll garden, or they'll, you know, take their kids on a field trip. They'll do any number of things, but they are not going to go and spend their money on a substandard product. They're not going to care how Carlos Correa didn't get landed. They'll just move on to the, I got other stuff to do.
All right.
I mean, there are places that, like, the Mets are going to sell out every game. That I guarantee that. The Cardinals will always sell out every game because they always have. The Braves will sell out every game because they're coming off, you know, the two-year hangover of the World Series. You know, the Phillies will probably sell out. But that's based mostly on performance, except in the case of Seattle or St. Louis, where they come anyway because it's religion. No, the Giants have to figure out ways to get the casual fan back, because the hardcore is the 22,000 that show up every night. It's when you can't get from 22 to 30 that they had a problem doing last year. That's where the crisis is, and that's why you start trying to rebuild the walk-up crowd. The notion that this is a thing you can do on a day when you just don't want to work on the quarterly report. Grab a couple of guys from sales and just go down to the park and get hammered.
Mr. G in Napa. We'll go back to you one more time here, Mr. G. You got about a minute. What do you got?
I'm so sorry, guys. AT&T is not my favorite. Ironically, that was, I think, the name of the park. Hey, you know, the blunder of this whole thing is embarrassing. As Pat Gallagher would say, you got to overcome it. Got to make it better. Give them a sticker on your shirt. I gotta say, well, I want to bring reality. The notion of chasing the $300 million players does not work. It works 20% of the time. It works 20% of the time. If you go back and look from 2009, the last time the Yankees won, till last year, 8 of the 10 teams won, arguably, with homegrown players. So if you want to get in love with that hottest of hot hottie, go for it. But it doesn't work.
But here's the thing. When you don't have homegrown players coming through, what's your choice? Just a bunch of losing seasons? You know, there is also a direct correlation in what was your payroll and did you reach the playoffs? That's how baseball also works.
Yeah, the truth is the original plan was to just hold serve until the army of great young minor leaguers comes up. Hasn't shown up yet. None of them have. They're a myth. That's why they said they were going to be active in free agency. And that's why the failures that they've had this winter are more damning. Not the Judge failure, because it's not really a failure. They were a stalking horse. The Correa failure speaks to their competence. And the Giants had always been able to sell the fact that they knew what they were doing by and large.
Yeah.
They can't do that now.
Look, homegrown players are great. Everyone wants to root for someone that they raised themselves. But until then, you go ahead and you get some talent in here when you were a handful of actual major league talent away from being a playoff team just last year. Again, everyone was called a dumpster fire. They were 81-81. You know, Carlos Correa, all by himself, probably brings you to 86 wins. Now you're just a heartbeat away from there even. Look, we will have more on this. Well,
I won't.
No, you won't. But we will have more with Juwan Jennings, who joins us next from inside the 49ers locker room. Don't you go anywhere. And then Ray will leave you all with your hearts ablaze with a special holiday greeting. Here on 95.7 The Game, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
We go inside the 49ers locker room, presented by Harris Ranch Beef. Visit your local Chavez supermarkets for all your beef and tailgate needs. Today, we're very happy to say hello to Juwan Jennings in his second season with the 49ers, and we have watched his role and importance with this team grow by the game, and he's been so important, he's gone on to earn the nickname Third and Juwan, which, honestly, Juwan, thank you for joining us here on Damon and Ratto. It's a pleasure to have you on, and I got to tell you, I think you got one of the best nicknames in the NFL. You got to like Third and Juwan, right?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. You know, I used to always think about, like, what's my nickname, you know? You know, a lot of these guys have nicknames, and then it just kind of came to me. And so, yeah, I love it, man.
It's fantastic. And I tell you, you have been fantastic in that situation. And the team, obviously, is just on a roll right now. Tell us how you're feeling and the vibe in that locker room.
Man, it's amazing. But knowing this team, we feel like we just got a lot of work left out there, and we just take one game at a time. That's the formula for this whole season, so we're just going to keep doing that.
Juwan Jennings of the 49ers here on 95.7 The Game. You talked about being a piece of the puzzle. The fill-in role that you've done for Deebo Samuel, both you and Ray-Ray McCloud have just had some huge moments over the last couple of weeks. How satisfying is it to step up and answer the bell when your number gets called?
And it's extremely, you know, that work pays off. It makes you happy, you know, to the heart. But, you know what comes with this. You know, our teammates go down. Nothing about that is fun. You know, you got to go into a game, you know, with them in your mind, you know, hoping they're, you know, healing up, you know, to the best of their ability. You know, that's you go into the game with a lot of emotions, but at the end of the day, you have to, you know, do your job for your teammate. And so to go out there and, you know, make the plays that we've made, you know, the team, and especially with some of the guys that's going down, you know, it means a lot, you know, especially to go out there and clinch that playoff win, knowing that that gives our guys even more time to come back. It means a lot.
Juwan Jennings, again, in his second season now with the 49ers. Can you tell us a little bit what it's like to be a wide receiver in Kyle Shanahan's offense? Does that, like, have a list of golden rules or priorities, laws of the position, if you will? Like, what does the Kyle Shanahan wide receiver manifesto sound like?
You know, we express jumping off the ball. That's one thing that we always express. Jumping off the ball, running as fast as you can. And, you know, secondly, just going into our meetings, and Kyle's just like an offensive guru, you know, so the plays that he makes, you know, we just go out there and we practice them and, you know, make them come to life.
Are you going to be in line for a carry at any point in time this season? It feels like everybody wears a lot of hats. You still don't have an NFL carry. Are they saving you for a big moment?
Hey, man, I'm not complaining. You know, whenever my number's called, that's the only thing I worry about. But until then, I'm just trying to do my best for this team. And, you know, like you just said, man, we got so many playmakers at any moment, man. Anybody can take it to the house.
Now that you guys have a playoff spot locked up, do you or would you anticipate starting to scoreboard watch more just to see what the Vikings and Eagles and Cowboys are doing? Or do you even have time for that on game day?
Well, I actually was at one point. Once we clinched, I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know, now, you know, these other teams, they get to play on Sunday because, you know, we played on a Thursday. So I'm like, yeah, we get to watch some football and see what Minnesota does. And then they were down. And so I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Like, it's perfect. Like, we're going to go into the number two seed. And then they came all the way back. And so I'm done with that. Like, I'm not worrying about it no more. I know I shouldn't have.
Juwan, what did you think of that Vikings comeback? I mean, that thing was ridiculous.
It was amazing, man. It was amazing. You know, I couldn't believe it, bro. But it's something like, man, just knowing what guys put,
put into this, you know, this their job, man, you know, couldn't be nothing but happy for them. You know, they had a, you know, a great time, a great flight back home, or if they was at home, just, you know, it was a great team win. But, yeah, man, I'm focused on IN. Whenever they see us,
Juwan Jennings here on 95.7 The Game. I think that there's always brotherhoods within brotherhoods on football teams. I mean, it's obviously like you got offense, defense, you got your SEC guys, your Big Ten guys, you got your position groups, and beyond that, you got your draft classes, and then maybe even beyond that, you got seventh rounders uniting in power. Can we talk about Brock Purdy here? And you know, is there a difference between training camp Brock, regular season Brock, and now NFL superstar Brock Purdy?
Well, from my own eyes, from what I've seen, I can't tell you that I've seen anything different. You know, I will say from being in the NFL and just experience, the game's probably slowed down a lot for Brock, you know, but I'm not a quarterback, so I'm sure he's a lot more stressed back there than I am, you know, lined up at wide receiver. But, man, Brock just been very consistent, and I could just tell, you know, from the day one he got in behind Trey and Jimmy, man, he's just always been learning and soaking it up. And when his number's been called, he's always stepped up to the plate. And so, man, you know, seeing Brock, what he's done now, and I'm so proud of him, and that's what he does. In my eyes, that's what Brock Purdy does.
Drake Jackson just posted online. It looked like an April Fool's almost rookie dinner bill was placed down for the rookies this year. Juwan, were you at that meal?
Nah, that's D-line, man.
D-line only? D-line only takes care of those
guys.
When you were up for your rookie meal, tell us about that night.
I didn't have a big rookie dinner, man. I was 7-round draft pick, so they took it easy on me.
They took mercy on you? That's good. Yeah, Is it only the guys with the big signing bonuses get stuck with the bill?
I feel bad for them.
Well, I tell you, man, it's been great watching what you have turned into, what you've developed, what this season has become for the 49ers. I'm also a huge college football fan. Like, I love traditions, man. Running through the T in Knoxville is, of course, one of them. What was your favorite part about being a Tennessee Vol?
I like the town. I like the people the most. As far as when I say people, just like the people who live in and around Knoxville. You know, those fans and just everyday citizens that go to work and love Tennessee football. You know, they go out their way to make other people smile, and I think that's just the Southern culture that's built into everybody's head, and they live that there. That's what I like the most.
Very cool, man. I tell you, the way that the Niners have been going, a lot of football fans have been smiling around here lately. We want to make you smile back. Our friends at Harris Ranch Beef, Juwan, are going to send you 10 pounds of prime steaks, and you get to choose.
Yeah, I need it.
Yeah, you get to choose the cut. Do you want the ribeyes, the porterhouses, or the New York strip steaks?
Oh, I'm going to get the strips. I want the New York strip steaks.
Strip it up for you. Juwan, keep stripping the paint off these other teams on the way to the playoffs, man. Thank you very much for joining us today. Happy holidays to you, man, from all of us to all you guys. Very Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, and thank you for having me on here, man. Happy holidays to y'all, too.
Juwan Jennings, I'm telling you, great guy. Ray, I got a personality detector. Guy's got some.
Well, offer him meat. He'll do anything for you.
Sure. Well,
you should ask him to cut your lawn.
Who wouldn't these days? Those are delicious steaks. Again, thanks again to Juwan Jennings for joining us. And look, that's it. That's it for you, Raimundo.
Hell yes.
Merry, merry Christmas. May your stockings be hung by the chimney with care. I hope Santa brings you everything you want.
Well, we're leaving at 6, so let's get out of here.
There you go. Merry Christmas. Ray, tell the audience Merry Christmas.
Yeah, don't do anything stupid.
There you go. That's as close as we're going to get from a season's greeting from Ray. I'll be back tomorrow with a little style. How about some Allen Styles on a Friday afternoon? In the meantime, thank you very much to Steve Kerr for stopping on by. Tom Verducci, good stuff as we went inside the burning fire that is the San Francisco Giants right now. And we'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the entire year. Jingle, jingle, sports don't build character, they reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.